This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Dateline Glasgow, Scotland, the COP26 meeting, the world coming together to address climate change with a teensy little bit of great power competition mixed in. President Biden told attendees at the conference today that there is an urgent need for high-quality, climate-friendly infrastructure in developing countries, and that he wants some of the world's most advanced economies to support that infrastructure globally. He didn't actually come out and say it, but his plan for that, it's called Build Back Better World, is a pretty clear attempt at countering China and its Belt and Road Initiative that has already financed hundreds of projects around the world. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going with that.
President Biden said he wants to offer developing countries a transparent alternative to, quote, debt traps and corruption. Many have interpreted that to be a clear reference to China's Belt and Road Initiative.
China has been going around the world, having a lot of cash on hand and willingness to spend it, going to countries and saying, we will build you a railroad. We will build you a power plant.
Adam Posen is president of the Peterson Institute for International Economics. That lending has been criticized for its lack of transparency in regard for social and environmental concerns.
Often with conditions that are either political or foreign policy vis-a-vis Taiwan, or just simply that take advantage of the borrowing countries.
The Council on Foreign Relations Task Force concluded that Belt and Road lending was contributing to unsustainable debt in poor countries, allowing subsidized market opportunities for state-owned Chinese companies, and promoting coal power. If the U.S. and G7 countries are going to provide an alternative, they're going to have to convince their private sectors to go along. That's where the financing would mostly come from, says Jonathan Hillman, a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
There's a lot of money sitting on the sidelines. Something needs to be done, though, to make investing in some of these projects more attractive for those investors.
That is where details are limited right now. What kinds of incentives might come together to connect the money in the U.S. and its advanced economy allies to the needs of the developing world? In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.